What about this pointy leg right here?
Who's that?
Okay. What if somebody got down like that, you know, like catchers in baseball? They kind of get down to get the ball, you say they're doing what?
He's doing a...
Yeah, okay. All right, with expression. If somebody's been real sick, you might say about it, well, he's jumping around now, but he still looks a little...
Yeah.
Okay. What about somebody who's real muscular and he can lift heavy weights? You say he's very...
Yeah.
Okay. What about a more common word than that? If he can lift heavy weights, he's real...
Strong.
Okay. What about somebody who always has a smile on his face and nice things to say about people? You say he's really...
Yeah.
All right. And what about a person? Like a young boy when he's growing up, he walks around and he stumbles over things and he knocks things down. You say he was very...
Okay.
What would you say, how about a person who does things that don't make any sense? He keeps doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain...
I don't know.
Would you ever call anybody a old fool?
Yeah.
To you, is that a very strong thing to say about somebody?
Yeah.
In other words, you really have to be mad at somebody for calling a fool.
Yeah.
What about a person who has a lot of money but he likes to hang on to it? You say he's an old...
Old biddy. I don't know.
Have you ever heard the word tightwad or miser? Haven't heard that. Right now, the word common, if I used it like this, I'd say that girl is as common as she could be. What would that mean to you?
Fine.
Talking about the way she looks?
Yeah.
If you used it that way, would it mean something bad? She's as common as she can be?
No, I guess not.
Just ordinary, you
mean? Yeah.
Right. Okay. Talking about an old person. Maybe in her 90s, but she's still able to get around, she can cook herself and all. You say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty...
Mighty strong.
Okay. You ever heard people use the word spry?
Spry.
Uh-huh. Okay, would you ever say she's active?
Yeah.
Or lively?
Yeah.
Which one of those?
Lively.
I'm talking about somebody, like you said, who doesn't like lightning. You say, I'm afraid of lightning.
Afraid.
Yeah. All right, and this phrase, you might say, well, so-and-so isn't afraid now, but she...
But she...
Used
to be.
Right, that's what I want. Okay. What would be the negative of that? If you had to use used to be, you might say something like, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
used to be. I don't know.
All right, what'd you say? It used to be, or she used to be.
It used to be. She used to be.
All right, this is good. If somebody moves a lot of money lying around on the table, doors unlocked, say, he sure is awful.
Brave.
All right, you wouldn't say he was careful. You'd say he was... Oh,
okay.
All right, what about a man who makes up his mind about something and he just refuses to change it? You say he's just he's mighty what? He's something as an old mule.
Stubborn?
Yeah, that's what I like. Okay. Now, this word. Say if you've got a relative, an aunt maybe, you might say about it, well, there's nothing really wrong with it. It's just a little bit nice. Then she acts a little...
Stupid.
So what?
Stupid.
Okay.